This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And by the way, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world via the satellite, and to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the convenience store clerks, the mechanics, the construction workers, and don't forget the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to go check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the great stuff we got over there to offer you. All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the border has reared its ugly face again. Texas Governor Abbott has sent 1,000 of his National Guardsmen down to the border to plug the gaps where the people are still coming in. But we're being told that the Mexican army being put down there on the Guatemalan border is starting to slow things down. Is that what you're hearing?
That's what we're being told, yes.
Okay, but what do you think is going on? I don't see any slowdown. I really don't.
Well, and the reason is because so many of the Border Patrol has been pulled off the border because they're running the hospitality unit for the illegals in country. So,
yep.
Inside our country. So they're not able to stop those. I mean, if you had 1,000, you could be down to something less than that because they've been pulled off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been running, you know, Uber operations and, you know, food and diapers and that kind of stuff.
But how about Mexico? Are they actually doing anything? Do we have any idea? I mean, I just don't see the slowdown.
Well, yeah, they say they are, too. And it may be just a gesture. They may have increased their cooperation by some factor. I don't know what that is. You know, there was a hearing last week before Congress and one of the cockamamie committees. I only caught a snippet. I did not get a chance to watch it. But what is really happening here are these detention facilities are becoming nasty places because of the volume. And we
right.
You know, now you got members of Congress. The Democrats are yelling and screaming about that. Well, one is they're out of money. They're virtually out of money. There's supposed to be some emergency funding.
$4.5 billion, the bill they just put in there. You talking about that one?
Yeah. Well, it passed the Senate, but the House is not going to take up the Senate bill at all. In fact, the House is already working on their own, and they've put a bunch of riders in it. And these riders, interestingly enough, are essentially repealing immigration law.
Uh-huh.
So there is no funding It isn't going anywhere.
Well, you know, AOC is still making the comments, and she's standing by him about the concentration camp thing. She's taking a lot of grief for that, because when you mention the word concentration camp, ain't nobody's mind going to go anywhere other than Nazi Germany and places like Auschwitz and whatnot. And she said the wrong thing.
She did. And
but she's not backing off it.
No, she's not.
Jeez. So now we got the situation where they're talking about, well, and by the way, the $4.5 billion, let me see what it says here. House Democrats unveiled a $4.5 billion measure Friday to respond to the growing humanitarian crisis at the southern border and the government's responsibility to care for tens of thousands of migrant refugees seeking safety in the United States under its current asylum laws. Okay, last part of that, current asylum laws. We need to change the asylum law to stop this crap.
But that's my whole point. That's not what the Democrats in the House are doing. What they've already inserted or attempting to insert into their bill these riders that repeal. I mean, no other way to put it. That's repealing immigration law.
Right.
So we're not going anywhere with this, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is virtually their solution. And do you think that, you know, the Republicans are going to vote for that, or it's going to pass the Senate? The two bills are not going to match. So
okay, I've got a question.
Going to be in.
I've got a question here from George, and George is listening to us on our affiliate in San Bernardino, California. He says, Captain Denise, a great show as always. Question for you. Can't the president issue an executive order and change the asylum provision? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. Do you?
No.
All right. Okay. So, all right. So there you go, George. Sorry. You know, we're not Obama here. Yeah.
Precisely right.
Yeah. Unbelievable. But anyway, and then there's the part about the Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, who came out and said, we're not going to help ICE. I've instructed my police chief and the police department to cut all the federal agents' access to the databases and our computers to the immigration enforcement activities that they're trying to seek so that they can come in this big deportation raid that's going on all across the country on Sunday, which has been telegraphed to the world.
One is that if I was this Department of Justice under AG Barr, I would start issuing some arrest warrants for obstruction of justice, because some of these that they're wanting to arrest are, in fact, criminals. I mean, real nasty criminals.
Yep.
And we want to prosecute, and they won't let us. So that's obstruction of justice. You know, they keep saying that no man is above the law, and of course they're referring to Trump. Well, obviously these illegals have become above the law.
Yep. All right, hold on. We'll be right back. More with Denise Simon, everybody, and she brings up a very interesting point. We're gonna finish with that point here when we come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, affectionately known as USCCA. And there's a USCCA logo link right there on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you click on that link, you'll see the opportunity to win a free gun a day. It's a free gun a day giveaway that changes every day at midnight. So sign up to try to win the gun, and somebody in this audience is going to win it. And when they do, I'm going to be able to announce it. And that's what I'm shooting for here. So you gotta sign up for it in order to have a chance to win it. And then while you're there, there are three levels of membership. See what works for you. And if you become a member of the USCCA, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, including some great gear from the USCCA to go along with it, and that award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which has got more savings in it. And it's not just about guns, not just about ammo. You've got hunting, fishing, RVing, camping in there as well, all outdoor activities. So that's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And click on the USCCA logo link that's there. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Now, we started out talking here, going to the break, about the sanctuary cities, Chicago being one of them, and some other mayors chiming in and saying that they were not going to cooperate with ICE. They were going to make the databases inaccessible to the ICE agents to be able to do their job, which is basically Sunday is going to be the day that ICE is going to make massive raids around the country and try to rein in a bunch of these illegals. And as you adeptly pointed out, many of them have criminal records.
Well, that's who they're really going after first. There is quite the list of those illegals who have already been found guilty of whatever crimes. And some of them are pretty nasty crimes.
Yeah, there's some murderers in this bunch.
Well, and some have been let out of prison, yep. And no sooner were they let out of prison that they committed yet another crime within minutes.
Yep.
One had to do with a poor woman, I think, in the either Oregon or Washington state,
mm-hmm.
that this cat went to jail for raping her, and then he gets out and, you know, prison after X number of whatever her sentence was, and mm-hmm. rapes her again.
God.
Same woman.
Wow.
Yeah, and so those are the people that, you know, that they're going to be going after. And, you know, not just any John Q. Public, you know, illegal immigrant, but those, you know, really the bad ones. But, you know, it sounds good to deport them.
Yeah.
But we've got so many have been deported 4 or 5 times and they still keep coming back.
Now, this story caught my eye because of what the title said, Erasing America. Somebody believes a George Washington mural is offensive and it's going to be removed from the George Washington High School where it's located at. And then the second part of this was the University of California was going to remove 250-year-old Spanish mission bells that were in a mission that was there on their campus and that rang every now and then because they were offensive to the indigenous people.
Yeah.
Boy, is this ridiculous stuff. God.
Well, I mean, yeah, we removed a whole bunch of them already, and then we were supposed to have, you know, peace on Earth after that, right?
Didn't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever. Go ahead. You want to remove it all? Fine. They're not teaching this stuff in schools anymore either, so...
No. And thank goodness we just had a win for the VFW who brought the suit on behalf of the cross, the Veterans Cross on public land, that people wanted to take it down because it was offensive to them. Well, the Supreme Court stood up and said, sorry, too bad, so sad. In Maryland.
Yeah, exactly. That's the World War One.
That's right. Yep, been there 100 years. Now, the other thing that I'm going to mention here is, before we move on to a different topic altogether, the Syrian refugee who is accused of plotting to bomb the Pittsburgh church sought a green card. Now, did he ever get the green card, or was he still trying to get it?
Well, he was here legally. He just needed some credentials. You know, he came here in August of 2016 as a refugee from Syria, you know, under the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
So he does not have a U.S. passport, so I don't know what kind of credentials that he has, but it kind of doesn't matter now. He's in a deep mess.
Okay. Now, Hope Hicks the other day was called in to testify in front of Jerry Nadler's committee. And Nadler called her, Ms. Lewandowski or something like that, the wife?
Well, he was poor Jerry Nadler. He just can't seem to get things right. You know, Hope Hicks obviously had a romantic relationship with Porter, whatever his name is, in the White House. And Nadler thought that it was with Corey Lewandowski, so he kept calling her Miss Lewandowski.
Jeez.
And she finally, after the second or third time, decided to correct him. And he kind of blew it off, like, yeah, whatever.
Well, he apologized the next day.
Yeah, backhandedly.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And the entire it appears from what we know from the Republicans that are on the committee that pretty much the entire session of her testimony was about her romantic relationship with Porter, whatever his name is. It had nothing to do with anything else. So it's kind of like, what's this got to do with Trump and the Mueller thing? You know, nothing.
Yeah. All right, now, go ahead.
It was just an intimidation tactic, and it didn't work out well.
Okay, now, the other thing is the Pentagon pick, Army Secretary Mark Esper, who's currently the temporary acting defense secretary, the president wants to make him permanent and get that moving along right away. Now, this is another West Point connection to go along with Mike Pompeo. And then
they were in the same class.
Yeah, and then you've got the Undersecretary of the Army, who's now the Acting Secretary of the Army, who himself is a retired lieutenant colonel. And also a West Point graduate. You got all these people coming up to the service academies who are suddenly getting very prominent positions in the Department of Defense, and I think that's great, finally.
It's not a sudden thing. It's just, you know, but, you know, they do have those kinds of credentials, as does, you know, Mike Pompeo. So, you know, there's been a movement to put more veterans in key positions, and certainly those in Congress too.
Sure.
So I'm good with that.
Yeah, and by the way, they actually started with General Mattis when he became the Secretary of Defense. He may have been the one that put these people in the positions they're in now. That may have been what happened. Now they think about it.
Possible. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's wrap up with the gift that keeps on giving. The husband of White House counselor Kellyanne Conway is this time in the news again because he's calling for the resignation of Donald Trump over the Iranian actions.
Well, I mean, anything that Trump does, George has.
He's just against, right?
Well, everything. I mean, he signed a petition to have him removed from office, impeached, I mean, everything. So, yeah, I would say Thanksgiving dinner in that house was probably not very pleasant.
Everybody keeps asking me, why is she even with him? Well, because of the kids, right?
I suppose.
Yep, that's the reason. I guess that's what you always hear. But yet, sometimes for the good of the kids, you have to part ways, I'm just saying. All right, well, we will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend and stay low.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, everybody. Go over there, sign up for her great articles and find out what's going on. All right, Kathy, it's your turn. Give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is rejecting an allegation by a journalist who says that he sexually assaulted her in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in the 1990s. The president says he never met the accuser, E. Jean Carroll, and she's just making up the story to sell books. Texas will be deploying more than 1,000 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border, which is meant to address the surge of illegal aliens and assist the federal government with its border security efforts. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has a message for Congress.
Congress is a group of reprobates for not addressing a crisis on our border. And we're not going to stand idly by and endanger the lives and safety of the state of Texas because Congress is refusing to do its job.
On Friday, in a Boston federal court, the 14th parent pled guilty in the college admissions cheating scandal. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our military and veterans news is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city of Boston, and the other one is right down here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida, Tampa Bay. Now, here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here's what you do. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy because if you're coming out of high school and maybe you've been in one of those trade schools and you're not really sure if that's for you, yeah, you wanted to learn about metal fabricating, you wanted to learn about welding, you wanted to learn about different things, and you're starting out at a job that's basically going to pay you $8 or $10 an hour, how would you like to start out with a job that's going to pay you $50,000 or $60,000 a year right off the bat? There are college graduates that aren't getting that kind of money coming out of colleges right now. That is a fact. So check them out. at naa.edu. That's naa.edu, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, aviation maintenance techs can make as much as $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year or more because of who they work for or where they work for. You go to work for a government contractor if you're lucky enough to be picked because you're eligible because of your background or your work ethic or record or whatnot, then guess what? You could be making a six-figure salary somewhere overseas and pulling one of those 9 or 12 or 13-month tours. And a lot of my friends have done that, come back and set themselves up either in business, bought a house, bought a truck, went out on the road, bought a boat, bought a motorhome, whatever. And they've made their life a whole lot better. So, naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them, the captain sent you. It's that simple. The captain sent you. All righty. Now, the legal bombshell that is emerging right now from the Navy Chief Petty Officer trial of Eddie Gallagher is on display for the world to see. It's something that Special Warfare Operator First Class Corey Scott had kept inside him since May 3rd, 2017. And that was the fact that Eddie Gallagher did not murder the seriously wounded teenager, the Islamic State prisoner, who was hauled into the SEAL compound near Mosul in Iraq. Scott did, the corpsman. Something that Scott did kept him, that he kept inside him since May the 3rd, 2017. Again, Eddie Gallagher did not murder the seriously wounded teenage Islamic State prisoner. It was Scott. And he admitted that this week. Now, he is granted immunity, and he is a prosecution witness who wound up testifying for the defense. But I'm telling you right now, that blew the prosecution's case out of the water, totally out of the water. Now, the U.S. also had prep before, had plans in place to attack various targets around Iran. The plan was never discussed publicly at all because they just don't do that when they put together contingency plans over here in my backyard of CENTCOM, Tampa Bay, Florida. The planners are always at work planning for every possible scenario you can think of. And then they even create some that you might not even think of. Now, I'm telling you right now that there are still plans on the table for whatever the next stage would be with Iran. Hopefully, God forbid, they take down one of our planes and kill a pilot, or they hit one of our ships and injure or kill some sailors, or do anything to any Americans anywhere. Hopefully, that won't happen. Hopefully. But we'll see. Remember, their proxies are the Houthis and Hezbollah. Those are their proxies. Now, you also saw the Iranian Revolutionary Guard produce some pieces of the drone, which was true. They did. They went out there as fast as they could with their fast boats. They grabbed some of the stuff they could grab. But in the meantime, what they didn't expect was one of our destroyers came steaming up in there. And as it got closer to them, they had to skedaddle and go back where they came from. And then the destroyer was the one that got between them and the debris that was floating around that we were able to recover, because we recovered the rest of the remnants of the drone that was either floating in the water or located where they could certainly get at it. So that's what we were told. That assignment has been completed, so apparently they got everything that they could get. But you didn't hear about that. And also, the U.S. Senate passed 22 measures aimed at blocking White House plans for $8.1 billion in military sales to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, setting up a veto showdown with President Donald Trump. And it will be a showdown. He'll veto that legislation. I'm sure of it. By the way, you heard about the President's 4th of July celebration? You heard about it months ahead, last year, talking about it was going to happen. It was going to be in Washington, D.C. Well, they're making all the plans for that right now. And it's going to be a big, 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 big extravaganza. And it'll be like the old days, 4th of July, which it should be. There should be a celebration. Also, United States and Japanese leaders are now talking about a growing number of challenges in the region in which they are in, over there in Southeast Asia. Now, Japan's Defense Minister Takashi Iwawa and Lieutenant General Kevin B. Schneider reaffirmed the strength of the U.S.-Japanese alliance and the importance of U.S. and Japanese forces working together closely in pursuit of a free and open Indo-Pacific. Now, that's important because of what China's doing. And by the way, sad news to report, a Canadian paratrooper was killed and three Allied service members, including two Americans, were injured during an Army-led training exercise in Bulgaria during a Bulgarian parachute jump. Accidents do happen sometimes with parachutes and people jumping out of airplanes. Now, the Pentagon is 25 by 25. The cost per flying hour, the goal is still achievable for the F-35. Now, while various Defense Department officials have expressed skepticism that the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter can achieve a $25,000 cost per flying hour targeted by 2025, the department's Assistant Secretary of Defense for Sustainment remains committed to that goal. And we'll see how that plays out. Right away, the F-35 is becoming not only one of the most sophisticated, but one of the most expensive fighters ever produced. And the Marines are in the news because nearly 40% of the lighter body armor coming to the Marines will be there by 2020. That's ahead of schedule. The Marines are gearing up to field their new lightweight body armor plates designed to be worn in the Corps' low-intensity or counterinsurgency-style conflicts. Obviously, if you put that on, it could save your life. And the Border Patrol has come out and said that the U.S. military has contributed to more than 100,000 apprehensions along the border. And to that I say, good job. Good job. All right. Coming right back with more, and Kathy's going to give you the phone number again. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J near you. Not your father's average truck stop anymore. Pilots and Flying J's are really looking good today and standing out with all the different amenities they got and the great places to eat and all the services that they provide. So check them out, Pilot or Flying J. Tell them the Captain sent you. You get yourself a free cup of coffee out of the deal. All righty, now, severe thunderstorms
along with a potential for flash flooding, are forecast over portions of the central U.S. all day Saturday. Now, these threats are forecast along a leading warm front from the mid-Mississippi Valley into the southeast and a trailing cold front stretching from low pressure tracking across Iowa southwest into the Texas Panhandle. Now, there's going to be damaging straight-line winds, very large hail associated with some of these bad storms that are out there, and possibly a tornado or two. Now, all night long, there has been a severe thunderstorm warning and tornado watches in the state of Kansas. Now, Kansas, just about the whole central part of Kansas, at least half of the state, in the central part from the North Dakota, or, I'm sorry, from the Nebraska line on down to the Oklahoma line, are in that watch in that warning area. And then in Oklahoma, you've got rain and you've got flash flood watches and warnings across those areas too. You may be getting some heavy rain in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, all the way up to Joplin, Missouri, and just keep an eye on things that are going on there. And remember, going across I-40, you might have to be a little bit more careful. Now, if you're going to Colorado tonight, folks, it's snowing in the upper elevations of the Rocky Mountains tonight. Above 6,000 feet, you're getting snow. Above 7,000 feet, you're getting heavy snow. Now, I'm not going to say that this is going to accumulate a lot of snow, but certainly in coming up on the 1st of July here, the end of June, to get snow up there, that is a problem for a lot of people who got rid of their chains, number one, and who are going, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me, and maybe you're taking your snow tires off. Well, good luck with that. But if you're going west of Denver, you get up on top of the rock, you're going to get it. If you're going west of I-25 all the way down to Colorado Springs, you're going to be running into snow at the higher elevations going west over towards Utah. Now, there is also on the downslope going across I-70 a flood watch and warning down there as you get towards Grand Junction, Colorado, because of the rain that they've had where it's not snowing, it's raining now up in there. Now, you do have a freeze warning tonight in the western and southwestern corner of Wyoming, so be advised there. Temperatures are quite cool. And you have a freeze warning in the eastern one-third of Nevada tonight in a higher elevation, so be advised about that. Now, there is a fire threat advisory in the Sacramento Valley of California tonight and today. High temperatures have caused all that, very dry conditions for a fire at any moment. In addition, you've got I-10 going across New Mexico from El Paso all the way to the Arizona line and over into Rio Doso and up 25 through the Indian Reservation. You've got fire threat advisory there for very dry conditions. Be careful there. Now, going across the northern part of Missouri, Columbia East on I-70, Effingham, Illinois, I-70, rain, flash flood watches, also I-70 into Indiana, rain, flash flood watches, I-64 in Kentucky, going towards St. Louis, the central part of Kentucky, from Tennessee up I-75 to Ohio. You've got rain, and it's raining pretty steady over there. You've also got unsettled weather conditions north and east of Atlanta, Georgia tonight. Possibility of some severe weather there and possibly even something a little worse. Now, there is a tornado watch right now over towards Columbia, South Carolina, so be advised of that. And you've got some severe thunderstorm warnings up towards Savannah, Georgia, and up to about Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and inland out of Savannah, about 25, 30 miles. So you're going to have that little area to contend with there. And Also, unsettled weather conditions up in Maine tonight. There's some high winds blowing across Maine. Be advised of that. Now, in South Florida, again today, there is a high heat advisory from Naples across to the east side down into the Keys for heat indexes to be well above 105, approaching 110 degrees. That's South Florida. So be advised of that. And by the way, a stagnant air warning, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and points west in New Mexico as well. And not to be forgotten about, Montana, you got one area of snow in the higher elevations up there along I-90. So be advised about that. And that also includes some unsettled weather where you could get anything from rain to snow flurries to sleet right now in the northeastern part of Montana towards the Canadian border. So keep that in mind. Now, let's take a look at the pilots and Flying J's and what they have to offer. Because I've had some people tell me, you know, in the old days I stopped at the pilot and all it was cheap fuel and there was nothing there. You wind up with a submarine sandwich. Well, okay, listen to this. Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, and even Dunkin' Donuts, too. Find them at a pilot or a Flying J near you. All right, let's drift on into the telephone line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Don in Tampa. Let's get down to business.
30 seconds.
Donald, let's make sure we send a message here. And you fake Republicans who come out against Donald Trump when we make our attack here, we're looking at you. I want a true conservative running for every House seat and every Republican seat in the House and the Senate, okay? We're tired of you not standing up with our President Donald Trump and to the American people. Let's get to work.
All right. Thank you very much. And that's Todd in Tampa, and we appreciate his comments. And he's very passionate, as always, about what he's saying. But unfortunately, what he's asking to do is not going to happen. You'll never get all conservatives running for public office because there's too many middle of the road folks and rhinos, call them whatever you want, that are in the mix that don't seem to be going away for whatever reason. Goodness sake. But anyway, is what it is. Now, coming up, top of the hour news right around the corner here. And after that, we will have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. By the way, otherwise known as Birthday Boy, because yesterday was his birthday. So, I sent him a birthday song. Wasn't exactly a birthday song, but it was a song. We'll see if he listened to it when he comes aboard there. And it's our Rooster Cruising song. He should have been out doing the Rooster Cruising thing yesterday. All righty. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what...
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.